This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The no-confidence motion notice given by the Congress-led opposition parties seeking removal of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be considered in the second phase of the budget session. The second phase of budget session is scheduled to start from 9th of March and will continue till 2nd of April. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has identified certain shortcomings in the notice of no confidence motion. According to Lok Sabha sources in the notice, opposition parties had made references about the four incidents in February last year, and on the basis of it, the notice could have been rejected under the rules. However, Speaker Om Birla has directed the Secretariat to rectify the deficiencies in the notice and proceed in accordance with established procedures. He has also ordered prompt action in the matter as per the rules. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said BJP will move a privilege notice against Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and making baseless statements during the discussion on Union Budget. The minister was talking to reporters in the Parliament premises yesterday. Mr. Rijiju accused the Congress leader of making useless and false allegations against Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
We are going to file a privilege notice against Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and also making baseless statement. There is a very clear-cut rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. When a member intends to make serious charges of allegation against another member, then you have to make a notice and also substantiate the allegation.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed that government is giving a major push to build robust infrastructure in the country with emphasis on labour-intensive sectors and MSMEs to generate employment opportunities and facilitate growth. The minister was replying to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha last evening. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will implement on-screen marking, OSM, for evaluation of Class 12 answer books from this year. However, evaluation of Class 10 answer books will continue in physical mode as before. CBSE examination controller Sayam Bhardwaj said that the board has decided to introduce on-screen marking for the evaluation of Class 12 answer books beginning with this year examination in its continuous effort to enhance efficiency and transparency. The official explained the move will improve coordination and reduce manual intervention besides eliminating totaling errors. The textile industry has hailed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States. Director of Alok Industries Limited and President of Reliance Industries Limited, Anil Rajvanshi, said the agreement will increase business between India and the United States. He added that the deal will benefit over 4.5 crore people in the textile sector. Mr. Rajvanshi also said the framework will generate employment and boost productivity in the industry.
This agreement will pave way for India's exports, especially where the larger employment sectors are involved, like textiles. We have a scope of about $10 to $15 billion worth of exports increasing in textiles alone. Then the footwear, handicrafts, gem and jewelry, chemicals. So there are many these things. Then secondly, pharmaceutical, where the tariff is become zero. Similarly, some certain electronic parts, certain automobiles. So I think from the point of view of textiles, this will be a boom for textile industry for increasing the exports to America.
In Bangladesh, polling will be for national parliamentary election today amid tight security. Polling will begin from 7:30 a.m. and it will continue till 4:30 p.m. at 42,779 centres across 299 constituencies. Polling in Sherpur 3 has been postponed following the death of a candidate. According to the Election Commission, 12.77 crore voters are eligible to vote. And that is the end of this news bulletin.